also for setting this up every year. And of course, we'd like to thank our Verizon for taking time out of his extremely busy pre-emptive schedule to be behind us with some words.
Thank you for your very elaborate introduction. It's good to be among friends again and to see the familiar faces. I'd like to share with you things that I'm just thinking about myself for Yom Nayraim, and that probably on the gay, at least for some people here. On Yom Kippur, we lay Mafta Yaina as the, hopefully, the thing which gives us the impetus to push to the end of the day. And Mafta Yaina, for those who pay attention to it, and I think people do, is basically a story of tshuva, and the fact that tshuva helps and tshuva works, and that's the main reason that we read Mafta Yaina. In the Gemara, the source for which our custom chooses Mafta Yaina is a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says that arba devarim mikaring zardina shel adam. There are four things that could rip up a gzardin against the person. The Gemara says tzedakah, tzaakah, shinui Hashem, b'shinui ma'isa. Four things, tzedakah, tzaakah, which is of course tefillah, shinui Hashem, and shinui ma'isa. I think the Marsha there writes that the expression we have in the Machzor, tshuva tefillah tzedakah, ma'avir nesraya gzera, is taken from that Gemara. The Gemara actually says four things. One of them is shinui Hashem, which we typically don't do every single year. So that's left out. And we're left with the other three, which are tzedakah, tzaakah, shinui ma'isa, which are tshuva, tzedakah, tefillah, and tshuva. So the Gemara goes on. The Gemara says, shinui ma'isa menalan. How do you know that tshuva works? So the Gemara says, shenemar v'yaru l'kim es ma'aseyam, v'yinochim Hashem al ha'ra, that it says by Yaina, it says that Hashem saw the ma'isa in Nineveh, the tshuva of Nineveh, and the Kaddish Baruch Hu, v'yinochim al ha'ra, and from there we see that shinui ma'isa works. That's what it says in the Gemara. And the Pella is that the Gemara says shinui ma'isa minalan. How do you know that tshuva works? And it brings a story from Yaina. It's a pasuk in Nitzavim. The pasuk in Nitzavim says v'shav. It says that if Klai Yisrael do tshuva, v'shavta ad Hashem alekecha, v'shav Hashem alekecha, Kadosh Baruch Hu will come back and Kadosh Baruch Hu will gather Klai Yisrael from all the lands in which we were dispersed. The Gemara says that the pasuk says tshuva works, and Anach, you don't have to go to Yaina to find tshuva. Yeshiyah Melech, where tshuva helps, where tshuva works. Klai Yisrael did tshuva. It's a little strange to pick Dafka the story of Mafta Yaina. Now, there's one thing in the story of Yaina which is unique. Think about it, though, it's unique in a very strange way. The pasuk, when Yidden do tshuva, it says that Yidden did tshuva. In Nineveh, when they did tshuva, the whole pasuk that describes the tshuva is basically two psukim long. Half a pasuk, half a pasuk. Basically two psukim long. And what they did was to put on sackcloth, and also on their animals. It says they dressed their animals with sackcloth. It says that they fasted, and also they didn't let their animals graze. They didn't give them anything to drink. They starved their animals. It's extremely strange to have a manner of doing tshuva, which is not even desirable. It's Tzar Balei Chaim, and besides, it's a joke. It makes you laugh when you think about doing tshuva by dressing sackcloth on animals. Sometimes you go in the street, you have these old ladies with their dogs. They dress them in these funny little outfits, and it just looks very strange, I think, at least to me, I don't know about you, but it makes you laugh at it. And here they're putting sackcloth on animals. The whole Eifen HaTshuva is very, very strange. The Ikr Nekuda of Tshuva and of Yom Kippurim, of the whole Elul and the Seres Yimei Tshuva, the Slichus and everything. But the Ikr Nekuda is to make shinuyim in the person's nice, to be makabel, to change things in the future. It's basically what it's all about. Shafru Maasechem, Ve'etivu Darkechem. is the idea, and everything else is nice. To daven a lot is nice, and to have charot is wonderful. But the ikar is to be able to be mishana for the future, to find ways of being mishana the things that a person does. The idea that a person can change is difficult. And sometimes you need ways of stimulating yourself, of reminding yourself, of getting yourself going to be able to make a shinui. And what we find by the Anshei Ninveh uniquely, this idea of whatever they do with their animals, dressing them in sackcloth and starving them, was something that was not meant to get the animals to do tshuva, obviously, but was meant to be a reminder to the human beings who looked at the animals. It was supposed to be a reminder of what's going on. And that idea of finding ways to get yourself going in shinuyim, in the maisim that a person does, it's a very important tool. Otherwise, the day comes, the day goes, and very little remains from it. Now, I don't profess to know what everybody has to do, what everybody has to change. However, there are certain things that are on my mind, and it comes these days, and I think that if you don't nail it down to something specific, nothing remains from the whole the Slichus and the whole Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It remains Dei Havayda, but it doesn't remain as far as the future. And therefore, what I'd like to do this year is to mention to you a number of ideas, thoughts, things that come to my mind these days to try myself to do differently. And whether it helps you or not, I don't know. But if I say it to other people, hopefully they'll help me. And at least I'll be ashamed not to try to improve myself in these ways. So I'd like to mention to you some very specific things that just come to my mind over the Yom HaNoraim and areas in which I hope to be able to help myself. And if you can identify with it and do it, it's good. Maybe you're better than me. Maybe these are things that you don't have to work on. So then it's good. At least you'll hear what I have to work on. I was thinking about davening, which I think about every year. Every year I try to find something that I do a little better in davening, and I hope if I live long enough, it'll every little bit will add up, and it'll become something more meaningful. I think from my experience in davening in shuls, not only in Flatbush, but everywhere, there are three points of davening that are typically said so quickly that it's almost not humanly possible to say it properly. It seems to be sort of a maka that certain things that we're used to that I think we just don't daven properly. One is Ashrei by Mincha. You've been in shuls for Mincha by Ashrei. Is it really possible to get through Ashrei in the amount of time that is generally allotted in a shul for Ashrei? I don't think so. Actually, the Chazan starts, he says, Ashrei Yishev Sechad Yuchaselos. He's already a pasuk ahead of you before you get started. And typically, from there, the Chazan goes at maximum warp speed towards the Havaluk at the end. He's not distracted. He's always standing at the Yamin. And even if you can match his speed, you sort of start off behind. And I think it's not so shayach to say it. I wonder myself how often I say every word of Ashrei. And Chazal say that someone who says Ashrei, Ha'imatil Ladavich Loishapam B'chol Yayim, Chazal have an expression that he's some type of Haftacha Fa'ilam Abba. So it sounds like such an easy thing to say Ashrei three times a day. You say it by Shachris, by Pesukah de Zimra, you say it by Ashrei Holtzi, you say it by Mincha, bang. But Taka the Yetzahara shtels on this particular part of davening. I was struck by it because in the summer, when I was in Eretz Yisrael and Shabbos, I go to Rebbe Yoshev's Gemara Shir on Shabbos afternoon. They'd have a Mincha, and he gives a Shir. Two summers ago, when I was there, they started Masechta Shabbos. It struck me that you should live and be well. A 100-year-old man is starting Masechta Shabbos from Dav Beis. You know, there are quite a few blot in the Masechta. And this summer, I was zeichet to be there for the last blot. It was a teaser because he stopped and there were like six lines on the Amid base. I was almost there for the Siyam. I asked his grandson what he does for the Siyam. He said for the Siyam, he closes the Gemara and then he opens the next Masechta. And that's the